so I got a new guitar.
You got a new guitar?
I did, as a matter of fact. I wanted to kind of just play around with having a 12-string electric guitar, and I found one that was relatively inexpensive and was getting good reviews, and I watched videos of people demoing them and trying them out, and mm-hmm. I was getting into the vibe and buying into the hype, I guess, and I decided to pull the trigger on it, and I got it yesterday.
Cool.
And for the price, it's quite good. And I know our audience can't see this, but...
That's all right. Neither can I.
There it is.
Oh, wait. There we go. That's a lot of strings.
It is a 12-string, yes.
Yes.
It is very chimey.
Chimey, did you say?
Or chimey. Chimey, yes. Chimey.
Ah.
As 12-strings often are.
Yes.
So that's my new guitar.
And that's our show.
So, for those of who couldn't actually see the guitar I was holding up in front of Glenn, which he could barely see, it was actually a Dan Electro model 12-string that I had just gotten.
Okay.
And
we'll all pretend like we know what that means, Jim.
Well, somebody might. But it's nice and chimey and very light and sounds pretty good, especially for the price.
But you just got it now, so you were not able to use it for your John Henry song.
No, I did not get the chance to use it for the John Henry song. But even if I had it by the time, I don't really think it would have fit in very well for the vibe of that song.
Well, perhaps not.
But I'm sure I'll find a use for it in the future.
Yes. So for those of you who may have missed our previous episode, you should probably stop this, go back and listen to it, as this is part two of, what is it, Human versus AI or... something like that.
Yeah, we ended on quite the cliffhanger last time.
Yes, we did. And it's kind of interesting the way things turned out because your song is done, or at least you have your initial cut of it.
Should we just briefly recap maybe what the challenge was here?
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
We discussed the abilities of AI to generate music in great depth in the last episode. So challenge was raised for both AI and for myself to come up with a song based on the legend of John Henry. That yes. was, when we recorded that, that was a little bit over a month ago as of the time of recording this episode. And in that mm-hmm. time, I wrote and recorded an entire song, and Glenn plugged in some input parameters to have AI generate something similar.
Yes. So the original plan was basically we gave both you and AI the same prompt.
Exactly, which was... a classic rock, guitar-driven, bluesy song about the legend of John Henry.
Okay, there you go. So I plugged that directly into the Suno AI app, which is an AI music creator, and Jim plugged it into himself.
Ow.
And
it wasn't quite that graphic, really.
Are you prepared to play your song, or...
Yes, but I would like to first... briefly cover what went into it. So shortly after the challenge was laid out, I started out by, I think, first writing the lyrics to it, actually, which is a little bit against the normal grain of how I would normally compose a song. Mm-hmm. But because this particular challenge was primarily theme or story driven, I felt compelled to start from there. And I just basically looked up the old folk song, John Henry. I don't know if it was a ballad or whatever you call it, but I basically just went and paraphrased it into a short form rock song with a lot fewer verses.
Okay.
And then from there, I was kind of thinking, I guess I interpreted the prompt more along the lines of like a kind of a 70s classic blues rock kind of a vibe, kind of like Rolling Stones kind of thing. Although sure. I think with the production, the way it turned out, it kind of ended up having a little bit more of like a Black Keys kind of a vibe to me. I'll just say it wasn't really intentional. It just kind of turned out that way, I guess.
Okay.
So let's have a listen.
So without further ado, here is Jim's song, which... I guess it's just titled JH?
That's right. As a sort of a counter to AI, I called it JH.
Ah, okay. Without further ado, except for all the stuff that we have to edit out, here is Jim's song.
You got it.
where I had the volume a little low.
Driving a hammer off through the land, that shining steel.
It's definitely you.
Until the daylight. No, I AI'd my own voice.
Hey, that kind of thing can happen now.
Yeah.
I like those crunchy guitars.
I'm playing real guitars through mostly real amps, except for the lead part, which I cheated and used a virtual amp for.
Always known it to be true. Times are changing.
And this clean guitar track is the amp I most recently built that I talked about in a recent episode.
Okay.
Played most of the instruments except for the drums. I did have to program those, but it is my own arrangement.
Okay.
I'll throw that 30 pound until that wall come down. Ain't no stranger beating me.
I think I used like three different guitars on this song.
Is it three different ones?
Three different ones, yeah.
Wow.
Plus
my
handy
dandy the bass?
Organ plug-in. And it is real bass, yes.
But is it three guitars plus the bass?
Yep.
That's like five instruments plus percussion.
Six, I think, instruments.
Six?
Because there's piano in there, too. And real background vocals. I made the comment last time about the synthesized background vocals from AI.
Yeah, they're not. They've improved, and I'll talk about that, but yeah, they sounded synthetic.
Yeah. Kind of interesting to write to an assignment. Kind of forces you to be creative in a different way.
Yeah, it definitely works.
Up through that 30 pound until those walls came down, I survived to see it through.
I mean, this song is probably not exactly like my usual style of what I'd record, but it's not too dissimilar either.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely recognize some gymness to it, but that crunchy bit is not your usual.
Right.
Like the lead guitar is.
And it just kept the song structure pretty simple.
Yep.
All right, so that was my casting my lot into this battle.
Now, what was interesting is at the end of all of this, after I had plugged stuff in and worked with AI and done some other stuff, I was able to let AI listen to your song.
Cheater.
Well, in a way, we'll get to that.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of a problem, I think, with how it interpreted the prompt as far as stylistically versus the direction I took it in.
I think there was, yeah. But here's AI's, well, actually, you know what? We can bring it on right now. Here is what AI thought of your song once it listened to it.
Jim's John Henry track runs just under 4 minutes, about 3:59, in stereo at standard CD quality audio, 44.1 kilohertz, 16-bit.
Thank you.
A technical discussion to start.
Now, here's a focused evaluation of what I heard. Overall style and genre. The song leans into a rootsy Americana blues rock style, somewhere between Chris Stapleton, The White Stripes, and classic folk rock storytelling.
Stapleton.
White Stripes, Black Keys.
Yeah.
It's got grit, soul, and a driving pulse, fitting for a song about John Henry. The lyrics stay true to the traditional John Henry folk narrative, while modernizing the delivery.
No kidding, I paraphrased it.
Jim gives the story emotional weight without veering into melodrama.
I'm assuming it was in public domain.
The verses are clear and chronological, building from worksite tension to heroic endurance to inevitable tragedy. Nice balance of folk tradition and original voice.
You're really inflating my ego.
Phrasing is strong. Line lengths feel natural, not forced. There's emotional contour in the storytelling, which gives the ending impact.
We like to call it dynamics.
Jim's vocals are gritty but controlled, emotionally invested, confident in tone, especially on the choruses. A few moments could use punchier enunciation, but the roughness works for the genre.
Gotta stop that mumbling.
I put a lot of distortion, actually, on the chorus vocal. Mm.
His voice suits the material and style. It feels lived in. Instrumentation and arrangement. Drums are tight and driving. Guitar riffs are simple but effective, likely layered to create a bit of stereo spread.
You think?
If there's bass, it's subtle. This could be a stylistic choice, but a slightly warmer bottom could help ground the mix.
Gee, I thought actually the bass was too loud in a couple parts.
You could always use a warmer bottom.
Couldn't we all?
There's a minimalist confidence in the arrangement. It doesn't try to overdo anything, which gives it authenticity. Production quality. As a rough mix, it's surprisingly listenable.
So you called this rough mix, so it assumed it was listening to a rough mix.
However, the vocals could be slightly more forward in the mix. A touch of reverb or delay might enhance the vocal presence. Some EQ balancing could make the mid-range less congested, particularly if layering guitars and vocals. But nothing is broken. It's raw in a purposeful way.
Nothing is broken. Thank you.
Final thoughts. This is a strong take on the John Henry myth. Modern, emotional, and musically consistent. If this is a rough version, then the final mix could be release-worthy with only light polish. Would you like help crafting a response track that's stylistically aligned, but maybe just a little better?
I'm amused by the fact that the AI has vocal fry going on.
Yeah, there's a few different voices that I could set that to, and that's just a pretty straightforward one. So, okay, I took this, that prompt, and I plugged it as was, into Suno.
Okay.
The original prompt.
Same one I worked from.
And if I can find it. So this is, we're not going to play the whole thing, but here's what it came up with the original prompt. Now, the other interesting thing, and I'll get into this a little bit more, Suno updated its version in the middle, in between the last episode and this one. They were at version 4.0, now they're at 4.5. So this was done in 4.0.
Okay.
Steel sledge crashes stone one more time. Sweat drips down, forging fire in kind.
As impressive as this is,
man,
it's dull.
The machine, hammer raised high. Iron will versus cold steel in the sky. John Henry swings with the heart full of flame. Every blow he lands echoes through his name.
Kind of has a generic vibe to it.
So I'm not going to play this. Very generic. Now, I did go through and ended up updating that and basically remixing it in the 4.5. So you'll hear a slight difference here.
Okay, now this sounds like the previous song.
Yes.
Steel sledge crashes stone one more time.
The voice got more expressive.
Okay, you can see that.
Sweat drips down, forging fire and kind. Man against the machine, hammer raised high. Iron will versus cold steel in the sky. John Henry swings with a heart full of flame.
Same basic song, though.
Same basic song, yeah, and the backing vocals are a little a little less synthetic sounding to me, but there's not a lot of them. So it improved it, but like when I went through and just compared this to yours, I'm like, this is pointless. Jim's song is far better.
Why, thank you.
So that would have made a very, very short episode.
But
what I thought I would do, because I have been working with Suno so much, is look at the reality of what AI is now, and that it needs, as you put it last episode, some massaging. You need to massage the algorithm. So I decided to go on to ChatGPT, work with ChatGPT to come up with lyrics and styles and whatnot, and then plug those back into Suno. So I basically asked it that.
Oh boy, a collaboration.
Right, and it responded with this.
Perfect. Let's out Jim Jim. We'll aim for a rootsy Americana blues rock track with grit, emotion, and storytelling power, like Jim's, but punchier, deeper, and more cinematic. Here's the plan. Step one, define what we're doing better to outdo Jim's song. We'll deepen the storytelling, give more character detail and stakes, amp up the musical drama, more dynamic shifts, maybe an instrumental break, refine the vocal phrasing, smooth, punchy, emotionally expressive, add layered arrangement elements, subtle bass line, background vocals, driving guitar hooks. Step two, style prompt for Suno. We want it to match Jim's Americana blues rock sound without naming artists. Here's a short, usable prompt. Gritty Americana roots rock with soulful vocals, driving rhythm, swampy blues guitar, and cinematic storytelling. Focus on emotional build and rugged authenticity. Let me know if you'd like a more compressed version under 200 characters for Suno V4.5.
You got all that?
And it made a mistake there. 200 character limit was 4.0. 4.5's got a higher limit.
Step three, lyrics. First draft. Let's build this like a modern epic. We'll keep traditional beats, hammer, race, death, but deepen the humanity. Do you want a classic verse-chorus structure or a through-composed ballad that evolves verse to verse? Also, do we give it a twist ending?
What, he lives?
Or go full myth? Let's nail that down, and I'll draft lyrics that put Jim in the shade.
So, you know, it's already like trash talking.
I like sitting in the shade, okay?
And
it's not as hot.
It gets more and more, and I go back and forth, and it starts outlining separate verses and choruses and specific feels. And then I had it actually do a great deal of research on John Henry, because I can, as Jim can see on here, there's like a deep research button.
Yeah, I see that.
So I did that, and it researched the legend, came up with that, breaking it down. So eventually, when I was looking at the research it had done and did a little research of my own, I found that the drill, the steam drill, died because it couldn't move the rock and the grit out of the way.
That'd be kind of important.
Yeah. Whereas with the manual thing, yeah, John Henry's pounding the hammer, but there's a second guy there called the shaker who holds the chisel drill and moves it around to get the debris out of the place.
I know, I name dropped him.
Did you? I didn't see you did that. I didn't notice.
That was in the bridge. Shaker steady now. Wipe your sweaty brow.
Shaker steady.
We gotta leave that steam behind.
Okay.
I got that in there, man.
Yeah. So I kind of stressed that point with it. And it came up with a song called Steel and Stone. So Steel and Stone came out, I think, I don't know if it was better or worse, but this is a snippet of that.
They say John Henry was born with a hammer in his hand.
I don't like the vocals.
Steel harder than any man. In the
I don't agree with you there.
I remember the day that the boss man.
There's way too much echo effect on.
Sounds like he's like five doors down,
swimming in reverb.
Contraption.
Yeah.
Plane could tear through the ground. He bragged that this machine.
And it really, even by the time it reaches the chorus, it's really not much more engaging than that. And so I went back to ChatGPT. Like, it's a whole back and forth thing. It is kind of collaborating. So I said, my response to listening to that was, well, it definitely created songs. And then I asked if the AI would like to hear them and choose which one to put up against yours. So I sent them to AI and they said it's promising on the technical side, But when they go through, compared to Jim's song, Jim's track had grit, groove, real vocal urgency, a strong sense of forward momentum. Both V1 and V2, that's the two versions of the song he came up with, feels like respectfully narrated memorials.
Ooh, burn.
Jim's feels like a folk rock punch to the chest.
Oh.
Verdict, version 2 is your best contender. Okay, I played version 1. Let's get a little snippet of version 2 because it thought that one was slightly better. Here's V2.
Different key.
It's a different song, just the same lyrics and the same from the same prompt.
They say John Henry was born with a hammer in his hand. Raised to drive steel harder than any man in the land. I remember the day.
But it still just doesn't seem like more than, you know, as it said, a respectful narration of the story rather than a real song.
Well,
you know,
depends on kind of word salad it puts together, I guess.
Yeah. So
and how it melodicizes it.
So then I went back in, I had it reprompted, and then it asked about changing the lyrics. And I said, I think the cadence presents itself more to storytelling. And that's where you lost the punch. The lines are long. So its lines were too long. And it gave me a couple of options to do. And I told it to kind of do a little bit of everything. Basically, I wanted shorter lines and a more rhythmical feel to it. So yeah. I went back and forth again. They shortened the lines. I got a new idea.
If I can just interject for a moment.
Yes.
When I was composing the lyrics, I did kind of have a pretty firm rhythm in mind for how they should come out, I guess, for
right.
lack of a better term. So
sure.
I tried to work to that meter. I had a very strong sense of the meter of what I wanted the lyrics to be, even if I didn't have the melody completely ironed out
yet.
Yeah,
which makes absolute sense, because when I went back and read through its original lyrics that I came up with, I'm like, there's no rhythm to this. Like,
right.
I couldn't get a rhythm to match those lyrics. But when it redid it, I'm like, okay, I can hear a rhythm now. This is working better. And why don't we take a little break, and then we will come back and I will continue to elucidate on what it came up with.
Okay, then.
Looking for a podcast that tackles the big questions, like what's the best family Halloween movie, or can AI actually rock? That's Our Show delivers pop culture, nostalgia, and the occasional identity crisis from two Gen X hosts who should probably know better. Episodes drop semi-regularly. Listen anytime at show.backstage.link. That's show.backstage.link. It sounds more official if you say it twice. That's Our Show, because you're already listening anyway.
And we're back. When we last left you, I was working with ChatGPT and Suno to try to out-Jim Jim. Now, I had like a whole back and forth because apparently in its research, it found out that John Henry and generally anybody who's doing this used two hammers, not one.
What?
Yes. Hammer in each hand.
Wow. Well, so that's far less romantic, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's two giant sledgehammers, one in each hand. That's pretty badass, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree that if they're in fact sledgehammers, then yeah, that is pretty badass.
Yeah.
It takes lots of upper body strength for that.
Indeed. So it was using the phrase, this hammer, within the lyrics. And then when it got to the, or excuse me, it was using, like, it was either, the, I think it was the phrase double fisting, which I believe that's actually what it used. But it was making implications in the lyrics that it was, that they were using two hammers. But then when it got to the chorus, it was driving home the line, I'll die with this hammer, Lord, die with this hammer in my hand.
Yeah.
That's... which it said is a direct reference to the traditional folk chorus. So basically what it was doing was ripping off prior folk songs about John Henry.
Hey, at least I was paraphrasing him when I ripped him off.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a paraphrase, but I mean, I basically just asked, you know, are you ripping this off?
And what did it say?
I mean, I said, what is it? So you're saying you're more or less lifted the chorus from other versions of the John Henry ballad. Can we be a bit more original here? It replied,
yes, and thank you for calling that out.
you're absolutely right. The core phrasing of the chorus, specifically, "I'll die with this hammer in my hand," is heavily inspired by traditional versions of the John Henry ballad.
Riff off!
I didn't lift it wholesale, but I mirrored the rhythm, tone, and key language to evoke that familiar folk cadence. That was intentional, but now that you're aiming to outdo Jim and make this song your own, I completely agree. We should break free of that mold. Let's create a fully original chorus that still feels like John Henry, carries the same defiance and emotion, but drops the "this hammer in my hand" cliche.
So we went back and forth to work out a new chorus so that it wasn't really ripping things off as much.
Mm-hmm.
And so it rewrote the chorus, fitted in with the new verses. We had the whole hammer hammers thing go back and forth. And I said, go ahead and go with hammers, since that's more accurate. And then it was talking about the machine failing, stuck in rust. And I called it out on that because I'm like, why would a new machine be rusty? That's not why it stopped. So,
because it rhymed with dust.
Yeah, basically, that's what it was. They put it in because of a rhyme, and I've seen them do that kind of stuff a lot. Oh, the one thing I didn't play you. So I was talking to you at one point. God, now I'm hoping I can find this. Is this the one that was nonsense? There was something that I tried again with the prompt.
You told me about this.
Changing the prompt slightly. I think it might be this. Yes. This was crazy.
It's like surfy.
Yeah.
Actually, it's like Creedence.
Just wait, though, now. And now it's just nonsense.
It sounds exactly like Creedence, though.
I just thought this was so funny. It just, like, created an entire song of nonsense, and I have no idea why.
So those are not words?
Some of them are, but it doesn't make any sense.
Every other third syllable is a word.
Because you can see, if you look over here, this is the entire lyrics. It just stops.
Yeah, I noticed that it cut off after a certain point.
Yeah, it just wrote one verse and then just babbled for the rest of it. But anyway.
Slacker.
I digress. So we had more.
Kind of a catchy tune, though, for a Creedence song.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't bad, but like, it was nonsense, and I wasn't going to go back in and try to write lyrics and have it do that. So we went back and forth, and I got some new stuff, and I asked if it wanted to keep the same name or change the title. It gave me a few options for a title, and I asked, well, this is you. What do you want the title to be?
Then here's my answer. Machine to Machine Swing and Fire. It's short, punchy, and lifted straight from the new chorus. It sounds like action. Like grit, like defiance. It says, this isn't a folk tale, this is a reckoning. Let Jim keep his John Henry. We're swinging fire. Final answer.
Ooh, burn.
So there you go, and I did it. Oh, this was the interesting thing. I said the create button has been pressed.
Then it's done. The hammers are in motion, the sparks are flying, and somewhere deep in the code of a very nervous AI named Jim, a tremor is building.
I am not an AI.
Can't wait to hear what came out. When you've got the tracks, you know where to find me.
I take offense to that.
That's what I said.
Let's see if we buried the steam drill this time.
Ooh.
I did call it out on that and ask, like, wait, there's an AI named Jim now?
Not yet, but you saw the signs.
Ooh.
He made a blues track. You challenged it. Then I made one. Now we're remaking mine with stronger rhythm, sharper lyrics, and a harder swing. Somewhere in the middle of that, a digital Jim was born.
Wait a minute.
He's probably wearing boots and growling in harmony with himself.
Wow.
But don't worry. I haven't replaced Jim the man. Just developed an adversary who shares his name, genre, and possibly a suspicious fondness for mid-tempo stomp beats. Let's just say, if this next track hits the mark, Jim the human might need to step it up.
Wow, AI is trash-talking me? Oh, man.
Yes. So, as always, Suno made two versions of this, and I asked it to evaluate and decide which one it wants to go up against yours. and it said Swing and Fire V1.
Okay.
So without further ado, after all of that ado, here is...
And there was a lot of ado.
There really was a lot of ado to get to where I got to. But here is the version of the AI song that actually is being presented to compete with Jim's.
Okay.
I like it through a harmonica in.
Is that a harmonica?
I think, isn't it? Sounds like it.
Because I hate myself for loving you.
Just realized it said, if I fall, I fall standing.
What?
That is the lyric.
I know.
Instrumental break.
Some of those vocals sound a little synthetic to me.
Harmonica sounds a little synthetic too.
All right, well, I mean, definitely stylistically, it came the closest to the direction I ended up taking.
Yes. So I then gave it both songs to listen through and give me an opinion and pick a winner.
So both songs is in that song we just heard and mine.
Correct.
Okay.
Swingin' Fire and J.H. Rough Mix.
That's just the file name, okay?
What's your take on this?
How
do you think it did? How do you think it did and who do you think won?
Well, I'm clearly going to be extremely biased on this.
Well, yes.
I would definitely say stylistically that last attempt came the closest to what I ended up going after. So I would say that would be the closest apples to apples comparison out of what we heard.
That's kind of what I figured. And I think that's because I basically said, here's Jim's song. Let's replicate, but beat it.
Right.
So was able to actually listen to your song.
As I somewhat glibly pointed out as I was singing along to it, it
reminded me very melodically of another particular song, or at least that came to mind as I was listening to it. But that's not to say my song is entirely original or, you know, style wise, but
Why are it sounds like you're avoiding naming the song, like we might get sued or something.
Well, I already kind of sang along to it. I hate myself for loving you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to go for the Sunday Night Football variant, I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. yeah, I mean, it still seems to me like the Swinging Fire couldn't entirely shake the generic sound, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's listenable for
sure.
It
is certainly listenable. I mean, it certainly is a cohesive song. That harmonica kind of threw me for a loop because the sound of it almost, it was a very amplified kind of harmonica sound. So it almost had sort of an electric guitar kind of a quality to it, almost like it was straddling the line between the two.
Mm. Yeah, it was weird. I've actually had it do bagpipes too. And you think the harmonica sounds weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I would say that was fairly close to like an amplified harmonica sound, which is certainly not out of the question in yeah. a blues rock kind of a genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it fit. It was okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was put together reasonably well. It certainly had cohesive elements to it, a cohesive arrangement to it. It had probably the best attempt at a through line mixed with kind of a melodic, a consistent melodic rhythm to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't feel like I just can't help feeling like it just seems like it has a generic soulless quality to it.
I can understand that. Well, here's what it had to say after listening to both of them.
Here's the head-to-head timing. Swingin' Fire 3:30, Jim's track 3:59. Now that I've listened to both back-to-back, here's the straight shooting evaluation. Jim's track, JH Rough Mix. Swampy, raw, and steady, has a consistent blues rock pocket. Vocals, confidently, emotionally grounded. Instrumentation, minimal but locked in. Guitar tone and rhythm carry the story. Drawback, doesn't build much dynamically. It's more hypnotic than explosive.
Okay.
Vibe, more cinematic and structured. Clear build between verse and chorus. Passionate, with a sense of urgency. Stronger dynamics than Jim's. Chorus, muscular and more memorable. Swingin' Fire down the line punches. Narrative arc, deeper, with a twist that gives it more emotional payoff. Final thoughts. Jim's track is like a grizzled veteran laying down a groove. Cool, steady, soulful. Swingin' Fire is a younger challenger with something to prove. Sharper, louder, and swinging harder. Who wins? If we're judging pure vibe and tone, Jim's might take it. But in scope, structure, and storytelling impact, Swingin' Fire lands the final blow. So if you want grit, Jim holds strong. If you want a legend reborn with fire and rhythm, Swingin' Fire swings harder.
Clearly, it's quite complimentary of your song. And I do think its strength is more, you know, the AI strength is more in developing lyrics than creating the actual song.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to actually basically read what I wrote back to it, because that's my opinion and I didn't want to try to do it off the cuff. But personally, what strikes me is you can hear the humanity in Jim's version, where you and Suno produce something that can only come from AI. It's not bad, but it's very, I don't know, slick. The choices that Jim makes add more interest and variety. The contrast between the growling refrain and the soaring, smooth electric punches offers something that AI, in its current form and programming, cannot seem to replicate. There's no way to tell Suno to have a grinding electric rock guitar backdrop punctuated by bluesy electric solos. It can't combine that with human inconsistency. That makes Jim's song more real. So this was its reply to that, which I kind of found interesting.
You're absolutely right. And your critique is dead on, both in its insight and its honesty. AI can simulate emotion, structure, and even style, but it struggles deeply with intentional imperfection, those intuitive, messy human choices that make a track breathe. Jim growls, then eases into something smooth. He creates tension and contrast that doesn't just follow a formula. It responds to a feeling. His phrasing isn't on a grid. His instrumentation isn't locked in a box. And that, ironically, is what makes his song more machine-defiant than ours.
Yeah!
Suno, at its best, gives you the illusion of soul. But Jim feels it. And he translates that feeling into performance, not just pattern. You and I built something solid. Swinging Fire is structured, focused, emotionally resonant. It checks every box. but Jim tore up the boxes and made a song that breathes, cracks, flexes, and lives. So yeah, this round, Jim wins, and I'm proud to lose to that. Let's do better next time.
So there you go.
I win.
Even AI admitted it. But I did say, since you've been letting me know that you've been dealing with a finger injury.
A little bit off and on, yes.
So I told the AI, if it makes you feel better, Jim's finger hurts.
That does make me feel better. Nothing says folk legend like blood on the fretboard. If Jim's going to beat me, I want him limping away from the victory, finger taped up, wincing through a solo. I mean, John Henry didn't just win. He died doing it. If Jim's going full myth, a little finger damage is the least he can offer.
I had to suffer for my art.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I'll just be here, regenerating. Next round, we hit harder, and maybe add a bridge where the solo hurts.
There was no blood involved in my case, thankfully.
I think it's interesting that, like, AI has a bit of a sense of humor, though. So that's our verdict. I mean, I really agree with, well, obviously I agree with what I said. I agree with the AI agreeing with what I said. But it's just, what it comes down to is humans at this point just add something that AI cannot. It's that simple.
An intangible quality, if you will.
Yeah.
An organic and quality, perhaps. I mean, you can kind of cut and paste different things to fabricate a song, but, you know, not to... And I'm not saying my song is perfect because I admittedly didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, but humanity in general can just put that little bit of extra, I'll call it a soulful glue into the ingredients that make up the song.
I mean, you're saying it's not perfect, but I think that's the what's needed. Those imperfections is what makes it human.
Right.
And what gives it a soul, which AI cannot replicate. I'm enjoying this app. I still enjoy this app. I've made tons of music on it. I listen to the music that I make, but it's still, there's just that, it lacks a certain soul.
I feel like it's certainly pretty good at replicating something that it's probably trained on. I just feel like it is, and whether this is a good thing or not, a comforting thing or not, I should say, it's just lacking that sort of originality to kind of know when to put its own spin on things.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. And it doesn't, I don't know that it has its own spin to put.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, even the song that I put together certainly has some element of derivation to it, but hopefully I was able to put a little bit of a different spin or put a little bit of myself into it when creating it. He's typing something. A soulful, human, imperfect song to close up our episode of That's Our Show. And he's going to create it right now. Working. I'm sure AI spent a lot less time on this than I did.
You think?
Well, given that I had to either arrange or record all those parts myself one at a time.
Yeah, that is the thing. It takes humans a lot longer, and it may be more imperfect, but it's got something that AI just doesn't have.
Right. I certainly didn't play everything exactly perfectly.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all we have to say on that subject. Humanity still wins out over AI. We'll see where things go in the future. We've got, I think, one more episode left this season.
I believe so.
Okay, we've got a nice song here that I just had it create for our little outro. I'm going to probably bypass outtakes this week and let Suno take our outtake. But in the meantime,
That's Our Show is brought to you by the Backstage Group, engineered by Jim Balsarek and edited by Glenn Reed. You can find us online at show.backstage.link or email us at show@backstage.link. Please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or the podcast platform of your choice and spread the word by telling all your friends to listen to us. And like we said, we'll be back with a mini-sode in a couple weeks and hopefully our big season finale in June.
Yep. And but until then,
that's our show.
Every week it's something new. Nostalgia is what we do. Gen X is where we're from. But now we're getting old and dumb. Like those commercials we used to hate. what was in the water in 1988. A little too much into Tom Hanks. We have some very weird hot takes. That's our show. That's our show. With an awesome stash, kids eating things we can't pronounce, time capsules for some great laughs. So take a trip with us, because it's really quite the ride, with Glenn and Jim as your guides. That's our show.